The new Westminster Salmonbellies cruised to victory in the first game of their 135th year. The Senior A Bellies defeated the Nanaimo Timbermen 15-6 at Queen's Park Arena on Thursday night. Veteran Salmonbelly Jordan McBride, who is set to retire after the 2023 season, opened the scoring just a minute into the game. Within the first 2 minutes, the Bellies were up by 2 goals, a lead they would hold until the final buzzer. Leading the way was Kevin Crowley, who netted 4 goals and had 3 assists. Crowley, who was unable to play for the Bellies last season because of an injury, was named Stonehouse Realty's Player of the Game. Will Malcolm, who set a franchise record with the National Lacrosse League's Panther City Lacrosse Club in the 2022-2023 season with 96 points scored, including 35 goals, pocketed 3 goals for his hometown team. Hayden Dixon, who was last year's Rookie of the Year in the Western Lacrosse Association, had 2 goals, as did Captain Mitch Jones, who finished the NLL regular season as the top point getter on the Philadelphia Wings roster. Ryan Martell, playing his first game with the Bellies, also put 2 in the net. Earlier in the year, the Senior A Salmonbellies announced they'd made the tough decision to trade New West native Ben Stewart to the Burnaby Lakers in exchange for Martell, who plays for the Vancouver Warriors in the NLL. Along with McBride, Brandon Goodwin pocketed a single for his hometown team. Goaltender Cam McLeod, making his debut for the Bellies, looked solid in net, allowing 6 goals on 47 shots. In April, the club announced it had acquired McLeod, currently a backup goaltender for the NLL's Panther City Lacrosse Club, in a trade with the Victoria Shamrocks, in exchange for future considerations. The Senior A Salmonbellies head to the Langley Events Center on Wednesday, May 31, where they'll take on the Langley Thunder. The Thunder kicked off their 2023 season with a 20-5 win over the Burnaby Lakers on Wednesday night. The Bellies return to Queen's Park Arena on Thursday, June 1 at 7:30 p.m., when they'll play the Coquitlam Atanacs.